From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The UN Security Council late on Tuesday voted to condemn North Korea for firing an intermediate-range ballistic missile over Japan, calling it an outrageous act and demanding Pyongyang abandon its missile and nuclear programs. Koro Besho is Japan's UN ambassador.
This demonstrates the unity of the Security Council and sends a strong and clear message to North Korea that the international community will not accept its reckless behavior.
Mr. Besho said he hopes the 15-member council will follow up their statement with a strong resolution, perhaps one that includes further sanctions. China's foreign minister, Wang Yi, said China is working with other council members on a necessary response. On Wednesday, North Korea said it conducted the test as a response to ongoing joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises, which it views as a prelude to invasion, and to contain the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Guam, where the U.S. has a military base. Leader Kim Jong-un also warned of more missiles over Japan, calling Tuesday's launch a curtain raiser. President Donald Trump said the message from North Korea was received loud and clear, and that all options are on the table. Robert Manning is the Washington-based think tank Atlantic Council.
So it's hard to respond to everyone appropriately or strongly, and I think the message that all options are on the table was, I think, the important point, and the president made that.
Manning described the missile launch as coming precariously close to an act of war. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump visited Texas to survey the damage and widespread flooding caused by Tropical Storm Harvey. He was joined by the head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Brent Long, in the hard-hit coastal city of Corpus Christi.
You know, right here where the brunt of the Category 4 hurricane winds came in just north of Corpus Christi, we're already starting to affect recovery. Recovery is a slow process, but rest assured that we're doing everything we can to unify our efforts down to support, you know, the local responders, the first responders that we have here.
Some communities received more than 130 centimeters of rain in the past 4 days. At least 17 people have died, including a family of six. The economic cost has been put in the tens of billions of dollars. Harvey is expected to dump heavy rains on neighboring Louisiana starting today, where Governor John Bel Edwards is closely monitoring the storm's path.
The storm is going to play out over the next 48 to 72 hours, and it has tremendous potential to continue to drop heavy amounts of water and to prevent people from going about their normal daily business in a safe manner.
Louisiana bore the brunt of Hurricane Katrina in 2005. That storm killed 1,800 people. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the current policy regarding transgender personnel already serving in the military will remain in place while the Pentagon studies how to implement President Donald Trump's directive to ban transgender troops. He said the priority will be determining what is best for combat effectiveness. The study will involve consultation with the Department of Homeland Security, and once it is complete, Mr. Mattis said he will make his recommendation to the president. The UN Security Council is set to discuss the violence in Myanmar on Wednesday, where a security force crackdown against a Rohingya Muslim insurgency continues. More than 100 have been killed since Friday. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Ra'ad Al Hussein, Tuesday denounced the violence in western Rakhine State.
Unfortunately, what we feared appears to be occurring. Decades of persistent and systematic human rights violations, including the very violent security responses to the attacks since October 2016, have almost certainly contributed to the nurturing of violent extremism, with everyone ultimately losing.
The International Organization for Migration has said some 18,000 Rohingya Muslims have crossed the border into neighboring Bangladesh. And Kenya's Supreme Court Tuesday heard closing arguments by lawyers for Raila Odinga over this month's election, challenging the outcome. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.